Good morning. We continue Chayadim Klal Samach Vav, and we learned Siman Yud Aleph. So the Chayadim gave us a halacha that once a child reaches the age of Yud Aleph Shonim, he should fast the full tainus of Yom Kippur, unless the child is a kachush. The Mishabura points out in Siman Tav Resh Test Zion in Sivkotun. Cotton tests that nowadays people do not have the children fast, even a child who's 11 years old, and even a child who's 12 years old, they do not have the child fasting. So he says the reason why they do that is because we assume nowadays people in general are weaker, and so we assume that a child has a din of being a kachush, unless we have a child which we know specifically is extremely strong and healthy and can handle it. We do not expect the child to fast, and we do not ask the child to fast. Okay, now, some people have a minig that the child fasts the three tanesim prior to the bar mitzvah, the last three tanesim before the bar mitzvah, they fast. So, Rishlomo Zalman talks about it, and he says that there's no clear makor for that minig, where that came from, and therefore even if a person himself, let's say that was what his father did to him, he had him fast the three tanesim beforehand, that he does not need to continue that minig with his own children and expect them to fast the three tanesim prior to their bar mitzvah. If you have a child who is healthy and can handle it, there's no reason not to. But if there's any concern at all, you should not press upon the child to do such a thing. Some points can point out that even if people which are going to have the child fast Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is one of the three tanesim prior to the bar mitzvah, they should not fast some gedalia as well, because they're only a week apart, and having the child fast to some gedalia, and then asking him to fast again Yom Kippur would be too much of a pressure on the child, and that's not a good idea to do. Okay. I just want to clarify also this other point that we said that at the end the Chayalim brings in the Chazaka that Higia L'Klal Shanim, Higia L'Klal Simonim. It's a Gemara. The Rabbah says that there's a halachic assumption of a child reaches the age of halachic maturity, we assume he has physical maturity as well. We rely on that for the Rabbanans. So we give an example: a child wants to daven for the Amid. He's 13 years old. We don't know whether he has physical maturity or not. We can rely on that. When it comes to a child being moitzi the gadol and a chiyav deraisa, we cannot rely on this halachic assumption. We cannot rely on this chazaka. At what point could we rely on that chazaka? Once a child starts, a young man starts to shave or starts to grow a beard, the fact that they're able to grow a beard is indicative of the fact that they have physical maturity, and therefore we can assume that he's a gadol. So once a child reaches that age, so this has relevance in a few scenarios. One of them is going to be the one that the Chayyim talks about in the next siman, is Hataras Nadorin. So, to be Matar and Neder Deraisa, you need somebody who's a Gadol. You need three people who are Gadolim in the Bezdin. So if an adult wants to be Matar and Neder, the Hataras Nadorin, which we do Erev Rosh Hashanah, the standard is for Nadorim Derabanan. The primary purpose of the Hataras Nadorin, which we do Erev Rosh Hashanah, is if a person does a minig shal mitzvah three times, didn't say bli neder, there's a din rabbanan chazar masakin that it becomes a neder. So it's a din rabbanan, and we want to remove those nadorim. The onish of nadorim is very chomer, so we want to remove that before we come to Rosh Hashanah to take away that onish. So the child is 13 years old, we have a right to assume that he's a gadol for the purpose. But let's say the person he says, you know, I have a bezin here ready, and I actually have a netter that I made, which was a bona fide netter. I want to be matur it, and he has a valid Pesach to be matur his netter, etc. The problem is, do you know that your dayanim are gedolim? one of the children is 13 years old, and he's not growing a beard or shaving yet, so you cannot assume that he's a gadol. So you have to be careful with that. This plays out. We'll see more about that in the next siman. A person sends a child to be tevel kalim for them. Kalim which are chayv and tefillah d'oraisa. Metal kalim. Specifically, the six metals that the Torah delineates, which includes steel. It's a barzel. Barzel is iron. Steel is a form of iron. So he has stainless steel cutlery. So he sends it to the mikvah. So the tefillah, actual tefillah, can be done by a katan. The actual tefillah can be done by a katan. But he comes back and says that the kalim are tovel. He said, "Enoch and Misur," in the time that they're tovel, but he's not a gadol. So it would not be appropriate to send the child to do that tefillah unless you know the child is a gadol. A child to learn for Parshas Zohar, so obviously we it's a key of the rice of a Kriya Zohar, too much of the tzibur, you need somebody who's about a gadol. So a boy has bar mitzvah, Parshas Zohar. He's 13 years old, he has a bar mitzvah, but we don't know that he's a vare gadol, so he should not lay in Zohar, somebody else should lay in the Parsha Zohar. So multiple examples how this point, this halacha plays out. So just gave some examples, but there are other examples as well. So in the next siman, we'll talk about the dinim of the dorma of young men and women, that they have din the rice of a netter, and that could play out again in regards to Hataras Dorim situation, and we'll clarify that, Beis Hashem, in the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.